Clickety clickety clickety.
Bibbidi bobbidi.
Oh, what's that from?
Cinderella.
Really?
Yeah.
Damn.
Bibbidi bobbidi boo. Yeah, Cinderella.
Oh.
Na 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 bibbidi bobbidi boo.
What's the sugar one from
These
Mary Poppins?
Aren't words?
Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm okay.
Not you,
okay.
Then.
Okay. I'm assuming...
Let them finish. How are you?
I assume they're okay.
It's been a long time.
Bit more, a couple of months.
Yep. Ish, I think.
Oops.
Yeah. Sorry.
Yeah. All bad.
We're just a bit lazy.
And a bit shit.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, we recorded, what, 2 episodes?
Yeah, it's two.
Two. It's not, in a couple of months, it's not good, but
no.
I'm doing like one of these a week.
Yeah.
No, only a week, like two months, isn't it?
I think it was
two a month.
Yeah, once a fortnight.
Yeah.
I think we were supposed to be doing these.
Shit.
Yeah. So we're only two off.
Yeah. Well, shouldn't have more.
Yeah.
Well, so we recorded two, but we weren't able to edit them fast enough.
Yeah, and basically, if we had put them out, all the news you would have been hearing in it... Would have been weeks old or wrong.
Oh, look at this picture of Daredevil's costume. Isn't it funny?
Asia Butterfield might be Spider-Man.
Like, the week after we recorded that, Tom Holland was cast.
I swear it was like a couple of days.
Yeah, somewhere.
It was like, I was at work, and it came up, and I was like, shit.
So quickly, so Tom Holland here, he's alright?
Yeah.
He should do alright.
Yeah.
I haven't seen anything with him in it, but...
No, neither have I.
He looks like a Spider-Man.
Yeah.
He's got 8 hands.
Does he? He could do Spider-Man stuff.
He does rock climbing.
Does he?
Yeah.
Do you do it with him?
Yeah. Okay. Every Saturday.
Cool.
You can see that by foot. Did a double thumb. Well, he posted some videos on Instagram from doing flips.
Doing flips.
Doing flips.
I think Spider-Man does a bit more than a flip.
But he does flips.
He does do flips.
So...
But I'm pretty sure he does more than just flips.
Yeah, but I don't think Tom Holland can fucking shoot webs from his hands.
You never know.
I do know.
Why?
Could we meet up every Saturday, 3 o'clock?
Oh yeah.
We just fucking talk about it.
Sorry. I mean, I don't know much about him.
Well, I guess it is refreshing that to have an actual teenager as a Spider-Man this time.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't even really notice with the last two.
I noticed a bit with Andrew Garfield. With some scenes, like, fucking hell, he is 30, isn't he?
I mean, I sort of noticed it more with fucking...
Tobias?
Yeah. I noticed more with him, because he looks older.
He was 20. Well, he was 24 when he did Spider-Man 1, and Andrew Garfield was 30.
I mean, by the third one, it was noticeable.
Yeah, it was because I was 60, so he'd be 30.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Andrew Garfield didn't really have the chance.
Yeah, he had the chance to fucking grow up.
poor Andrew.
No, Andrew, no.
I mean, I don't know. Like I said, I don't know much about him. I assume it's going to be okay, though.
Yeah. But back to the reason why we haven't been doing episodes.
Yeah.
What excuses do we have? We're handling time.
Was shit.
I mean, time and shit. We lazy.
Yeah.
We haven't. Oh yeah. I'm not able to record at my own house because too many people live there. I can't get. There are no rooms for me to be in to record. So the only time we're able to record is if I'm with Pork.
Yeah.
And what else? Oh yeah, we've recorded 2 episodes. And that on Patreon.
Yeah.
For you to. To watch if you pay us fucking money.
that, that's not me telling you to.
Well, if you want to help us out, you can. But
yeah, it's all up to you.
Yeah.
But that's the thing now.
Just give us like what you wouldn't mind falling out your pocket.
Yeah, that's all we're really asking for. We're not even really asking for it. It's more if you
just
want.
Suggesting.
Yeah, if you want to.
Can if you want, if you don't, it's fine.
Yeah.
But anyway, so like those two episodes are on Patreon.
Yeah.
They're only very basic edits.
Yeah.
Because like
there'd be more what our extras are like than
yeah.
actual episodes.
Because only Paul could have edited them.
Yeah.
And he does the very basic edit first, and I edit them afterwards.
Yeah.
I'm what makes them funny.
Oh wow! Thanks.
He's what makes them exist.
I mean, I suppose that means I do something.
You complete me.
Thank you.
That would say in that. Let's get it. Spell my mouth.
Yeah, I think just sort of sorry it's taking so long.
Yeah. Sorry.
Oops.
Really sorry.
Oopsie daisy.
But onto.
Onto this actual episode.
That you should be listening to with your very own eyes at some point, very in the near future.
Yeah.
Probably still in August, I hope.
Yeah, hopefully. we've watched a lot of movies.
Well, one, two, four.
Yeah. Four?
Four. Ted 2, just a little Ant Man, that's like four.
Five.
Five? Oh yeah.
Yeah. Silly sausage.
Cut that out.
But in this sort of accidental time off, we've watched a lot of movies.
Yeah.
And I think we've both agreed we're going to talk about those today.
We're going to talk about the four ones that we want to talk about.
Yeah.
And the Patreon bit afterwards, and the last sort of like, we're going to record the normal episode.
Yeah.
We're going to cut it off.
Yeah.
And then the last little bit we talk bollocks about.
Yeah.
That's for the Patreon people.
Yeah. Just so you know, if you didn't.
If you like, so like, if you're wondering, where's the other film?
Yeah.
We're the Beatles. And, just so you, yeah, so it's there.
Yeah. But you know what's happening now.
If you want to listen to that, pay a penny, what the fuck you want.
Yeah.
So, what film should we do first? Should we do Eeny, Meeny, Miny, Moe? Out of the first three.
What's
the
one we watched the most amount of time ago?
What?
What's the one we watched most amount of time ago?
Drastic World.
Do you want to talk about that one?
Yeah, it was good.
Yeah, I liked it. I mean, I watched it, I think, the day before that as well. Or
yeah.
maybe 2 days before.
You watched it before I did.
I watched it twice in the same week. And both times it was as good as each other.
I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
It wasn't the best film to see all year, but I still liked it.
Yeah.
It wasn't... some people were really hating on it. Like, well,
why were they hating on it?
I don't know. It's a drastic... It's a movie about fucking dinosaur zoos.
Exactly.
It's not like... It's not like a dino zoo in a theme park. It's not...
Why have you caged up the dinosaurs?
Oh, quick Star Wars news. The guy that directed Jurassic World is directing Star Wars Episode 9.
Is he?
Yeah.
Ooh.
So, yep.
That should be pretty cool.
Yeah.
Get to see big fish eating things.
Yeah.
Didn't I sort of ruin that part for you?
What?
Like, I told... when we went and saw it, I ruined how it ended.
You didn't say that, no.
Didn't I?
No.
No?
We'll talk about how, because I wasn't expecting it.
Oh, I ruined it for someone else.
Yeah. Thank fuck. Yeah, I liked it. I liked the, they sort of got the theme song out of the way quite quickly.
Yeah.
But not for any, it was just a helicopter ride.
Yeah, but it's, the amount of nostalgia that.
You think they'd use it when the fucking T-Rex shows up.
Yeah.
Spoilers.
But then the T-Rex wasn't in it very much.
But it was the same T-Rex from the first one.
He goes.
Don't know why he's doing it with a fucking lawnmower. But
he's like, what, two scenes? Maybe?
One.
With the T-Rex in it?
Yeah. I think it's the fight scene. And then one at the end.
Well, there's
the
one...
Yeah, she's at the end when it goes to the top of the
yeah.
the thingy and it roars.
Yeah.
The distance.
But then there was earlier on in the movie where you sort of just see its head when it gets fed a goat.
Mm.
Yeah. I don't really think you can call that a scene, though.
No. That's an illusion.
It's a clip.
It's foreshadowing.
Yeah.
But
then that is
Chekhov's dinosaur.
That's one thing that did annoy me about that movie.
What?
That it was the T-Rex who got the final sort of...
The T-Rex is like the Mickey Mouse of Jurassic Park.
Yeah, but he got the last thing in the movie, but the movie was more about the Velociraptors than it was about the T-Rex. He just sort of turned up to help out.
Deus Ex T-Rex again.
But then I would have liked it if maybe the Velociraptor was up there as well. Because they'd sort of become...
The buddies.
Yeah, they're the best of friends now.
Yeah, I like the film.
Yeah, I like...
Chris Pratt was good in it.
Yeah.
He's pretty much just Nathan Drake. But
yeah, I like the Indominus Rex. I didn't think I would.
The fucking Uposaurus.
Yeah.
The holy shitosaurus.
I liked how they brought Dr. Wu back.
What I don't like is, you know when when she's like, where the fuck's the dinosaur?
Yeah.
Why does she leave to call them? Why can't she just call them from there?
I don't know. That's the...
Why would they go inside the pen? Just like, when you're standing in like the observation booth, just call the fucking NASA space, whatever. No, but where Canty from New Girl is.
Shoot a massive laser.
I mean, just be like, wait, is he in there? Yeah, he's in there. Okay, cool.
We won't go in
don't
there.
Don't drive away just to call them.
I mean,
the bit where you pull petrol themselves, pretty clever.
How? What was the age rating on it?
12, maybe, I think.
Yeah, I think there was plenty of like, sort of like brutality.
Yeah.
I think they might have pushed it a little bit.
Like those weird pterodactyls with T-Rex heads.
Yeah, that was weird.
But the thing is, those aren't like genetic things. Those are actual dinosaurs that actually existed.
One of my favourite characters.
Allegedly, I wasn't there.
In that movie was the guy who owned the park.
The Indian guy?
Yeah. Because he was just sort of nuts.
He was a baddie in the movie Spider-Man 1.
Was he?
Yeah, he's the evil Indian businessman.
Oh. Well, he was...
Well, fuck that guy.
He was quite cool in this. Because he had that bit of... I've got money, so I'm going to be a bit nuts.
He was just Hammond, really.
Yeah. I mean...
But just like Hammond, he spared every expense.
Yeah. I liked how they gave Hammond a statue in it.
Yeah.
In the entrance hall.
Rest in peace.
Yeah.
Whichever Attenborough you are.
Richard?
Maybe?
I think David's the...
The nature one.
Yeah.
I know, we see.
But I enjoyed it.
What happened to that divorce subplot?
I think...
I'm on there getting a divorce. Shut up, you old cunt.
I think... Because their kids nearly sort of died. That sort of...
No, but just like... You think they'd bring it up at least again.
Yeah, but they didn't. Because at the end of the movie, when everyone's in that airplane hangar, they're just sort of there together, picking up the kids, and that's it. Like, that's it. I don't really know.
I shrugged. Because you couldn't hear me shrug.
But yeah, they seem to sort of abandon that bit, maybe. Unless the trauma of their kids nearly dying made them give up on it. But it was good.
I like the bit where we're in the dome and the fucking ball thing, hamster ball.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
I want one of those.
So, there's four dinosaurs. There's five. If I can reveal it, that's pretty cool.
I thought the amount of nostalgia I just got from hearing the theme song was stupid.
It was a lot. I got goosebumps.
I got emotional. I don't get emotional at movies.
Here's some nostalgia.
But it had a decent amount of action in it.
Yeah.
The last fight scene was quite cool.
I don't know why they would just, while they were just standing there watching the raptors talk to the holy shitosaurus.
Maybe wanted to see what was going on.
I stole the name holy shitosaurus from something else, but I can't remember what.
But what else was there that was good about it?
Vince D'Onofrio?
Who was that?
The Kingpin?
Fisk. Yeah. See, I was first sort of exposed to him in the Daredevil, I mean, his reason, Netflix show.
Well, his reason for wanting the Raptors was fucking retarded. We can make them soldiers.
Yeah.
Fucking what?
But then he's nuts enough that...
That's no more real... That's like putting a fucking hippo into the military. What?
I'm putting a hippo into the Navy SEALs.
A seal, Navy SEALs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, it's sort of already halfway there.
In the Navy. You can fuck another man.
But I'd see it again. I want to see more of some of the characters. I don't think I want to see the kids again.
One of the kids, the younger kid was in Iron Man 3.
Yeah, he was his little buddy in the shed, wasn't he?
Yeah. I sound weird.
Yeah. But that's what he is, really.
His little pal.
Pal in the shed.
Builds him a lab.
Yeah.
I liked Iron Man 3.
I did.
Yeah, I saw it twice. In the cinema.
I have it on DVD. And I've watched it a couple of times.
Oh, so you do.
Yeah.
It's not my favourite Iron Man film. No. It's my favourite Marvel film.
My favourite Iron Man film was the first one. What's your favourite Marvel film?
Don't know.
Maybe why?
Probably Winter Soldier.
That is pretty good. I love the fight scene in that.
So good.
Fucking amazing. Probably one of the best fight scenes I've seen.
Avengers
2
is pretty good as well.
I think I still prefer Winter Soldier over Avengers 2.
Yeah.
I think Avengers 2 might be the best. No? Winter Soldier might be the best. In my own opinion.
Yeah. So Jurassic World, out of 10, what would you give it? For people like the number scores. I'd say 7.
I might go 7.8.
Well, good number. Well, yeah, fair enough.
Because of how nostalgic just the theme song
so
made.
So 0.8 of a point for...
Yeah.
So it's... What is that?
Nostalgia.
Four fifths of a point.
Yeah.
For nostalgia's sake.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Okay. What's next? What was your thought? Ted 2.
Was it?
Yeah, it was Ted 2.
Yeah, it was Ted 2.
It was funny.
I liked the comedy.
Yeah.
Was
it as good as the first one? I don't know.
I think it was just as good, but not for the same reasons.
It might not be a better movie, but I think I enjoyed it more.
Yeah. I think the second one, because they'd gotten so comfortable in those roles,
yeah,
they could deliver the jokes better. Whereas in the first one, they were just firing off jokes as quickly as they can to be entertaining.
Well, I don't know.
Morgan Freeman was good in it.
Morgan Freeman. He was. After I'm done fucking myself.
Yeah. He's the only man who could say that and not sound
Patrick
weird.
Stewart, his narrations again, good.
Yeah, it was good.
America doesn't give a shit about anything.
It was a lot better than I thought it would be.
Yeah,
I wasn't expecting much from it because obviously
it's a comedy sequel.
Comedy sequel,
and he did make and Seth MacFarlane did. I think his previous film was A Million Ways to Die in the West, but it wasn't great.
I didn't actually mind that.
I didn't like it.
I found it okay.
If I didn't have Liam Neeson in it, I'd probably fucking hate it.
I found it bearable. But that was about it. But...
That's not to say I don't like Seth MacFarlane. I think it's great.
Yeah. I wanted to see more of Flash Gordon.
It's a good singer.
In it.
Sam Jones.
Yeah.
I like the scene in the fucking sperm donor center.
Yeah. That was pretty good.
Girl, Monday.
Because that was the running joke throughout the movie, wasn't it?
What?
They kept, like...
Texting, yeah.
Or tweeting?
Tweeting, yeah.
I think what would have been quite cool is if, like, Ted has had his own Twitter and
yes,
they went out on the day they shot those scenes.
Don't know. That sounds a bit awkward.
How awkward?
Because people that follow that Twitter wouldn't get the joke until they saw the film.
But then they could show a picture with it. Do a picture with it.
Why? Why?
Because it's marketing, isn't it?
They wouldn't have finished the special feat. They wouldn't have finished the effects yet. So it would just be like a weird fucking styrofoam teddy bear.
But then what about fucking Deadpool doing a trailer for their trailer?
Yeah, but they have an actual man in a suit for that.
Yeah.
So it's literally just a man in a suit sitting in a room doing a voice.
But then that's...
It's not the same. Tweeting things during production isn't the same as making a trailer.
Deadpool was tweeting things throughout production.
Yeah, but not jokes from the film.
We don't know that yet.
Very true.
We won't know that till February.
You win this round.
First time that's happened.
Cobra!
I don't think I want to see another Ted.
I'm open to it, but I don't really.
I mean, if there was another one, I would watch it.
If I never see another Ted movie again, I'll be fine.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't be upset if we got another one.
Yeah.
But my favourite scene might be the bit for the final weed field, because it's just Jurassic Park theme.
Yeah.
They move in hurts. They do move in hurts.
I rip the line straight out of the movie.
For no reason.
For weed.
Apparently even the camera movements are the same as the film.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, that's quite cool. That might have been why it looks sort of familiar, though.
Yeah, yeah.
In the movement,
so
at
this
least.
Feels similar, but I'm not sure why.
I mean, the line is Jurassic Park.
Yeah, but... and the song is Jurassic Park. It's something else.
Yeah.
Oh. I quite like that it was Ted's in the sort of the stack of teddy bears.
Yeah.
Which I figure out who it is. Who's Sweet Caroline.
I loved all the stuff they sort of did at Comic Con.
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah. With Patrick Wilburton and the Wolf.
Yeah. The gay best friends.
Musical. We're going to go back to my place and tie our dicks together. Fuck you. Fuck you, deal.
It was good. It was...
It was enjoyable.
I really didn't expect much from it.
Mm.
And, yeah, they delivered more than I was expecting.
Actually, I'm going to rescind my 7.7 out of 10. Make it 7.5 for Jurassic World. I've had a little think about it.
Why is that?
Just because... I don't know. I think Ted 2 was a 7, but I enjoyed Jurassic World more.
Yeah. I'm sticking with 7.8 for Jurassic World. Ted 2, I might put a 7.2. 0.2 because Morgan Freeman was there.
Yeah.
Saying that he
like your points,
fuck
don't
himself.
You?
He did say he would fuck himself.
I probably finished fucking my... are those candies to eat? Those shouldn't be out.
That was a joke they did twice in that movie.
Yeah, it was hard candies and tootsie rolls.
Yeah. But yeah, it was good.
Now, Pork, don't panic.
Why?
There's a wasp over there.
What? Where?
It was on the window, which is where it is now.
Ah!
Oh, Jesus!
Little bastard!
Okay, maybe if we stand absolutely still, maybe we just carry on, pretend it's like it's not there. It will add us to its list of things to fuck up today. Oh, Jesus. Well, there's an actual wasp in the room.
Yeah, there is.
If it was a bee, I wouldn't give a fuck, but it's a wasp.
I hate wasps.
Mm.
I mean, bees are fine because they leave me the fuck alone.
Wasps are little bastards.
Wasps just hover in my face. It's like they want to fight.
Come on, have a go, you think you're old enough? So... Ted 2, 7 out of 10 for me. I think maybe 6.5.
7.2 for me.
Okay. The Astonishing Ant-Man.
Yeah. This surprised me.
It was really good.
Yeah. I mean, I loved it. I don't know if we loved it for the same reasons. Mine was more for the very minute details they put into it.
Didn't.
There's a scene where he slides over a drain cover and it scratches the drain cover. Most movies would miss that, I expect. And they actually put scratch marks on it. And then when he shrunk down in the bathtub, there was a hair.
Yeah.
Which is just...
Could be a pube, could be a hair, we don't know.
Yeah. I mean, it was a bit wiry, but it was just one of those really picky details that I liked. I mean, there were funny parts. The action was quite good.
Yeah. It was a film that I wasn't afraid to be silly.
Yeah.
Because Ant-Man is a silly idea.
Yeah. And I think because they realised that, they can go with it.
Yeah.
And they made it work for them.
I think my favourite scene might be the either the end fight scene or the bit where he fights the Falcon.
Yeah. Those were both quite good. I fucking loved his friend.
Louis.
Yeah.
He was good, yeah.
Just so comical he was.
So good. I did enjoy the little Spider-Man reference at the end.
Yeah, that was good.
Got to do swings, got to do jumps, got to cross some walls. I want to do the shrinks. I think the reason that Edgar Wright left was because of that Falcon scene.
How comes?
Because he didn't want it in there.
Okay.
But Kevin Feige.
Yeah.
Mr. Feige, Kevin. He wanted that scene in there to make it more connected.
Okay.
Because I really like that scene. It's really funny.
It's sort of like Kevin Feige who makes like all the skeletons of how it's supposed
skeletons.
To, yeah, of how it's all supposed to go, and then the directors are just supposed to put like stuff on top of that, really.
Yeah.
Because he's the one who connects it all together.
Yeah.
And
yeah, he's the evil mastermind.
I can see Edgar Wright not.
Well, I think there's a lot of Edgar Wright in the film still.
Yeah.
Because they did use like one. I think they still use his script.
Yeah. But I can understand him leaving because they wanted to do something he didn't want to.
Yeah.
I mean, you wouldn't do something you didn't want to do. So.
Well, money.
I think he probably has enough of it.
Yeah. Yeah.
In all fairness, but very surprising movie. I didn't expect it to be nearly as good as it was.
So good.
Yeah. Do you know if they're going to do a second one?
I don't. They might do, I don't know. He's going to be in Civil War.
Yeah, because I mean, Iron Man, Thor, and Captain America.
The one thing I want from Civil War, more than anything,
was
Spider-Man show up and make fun of Batman's name. So that man can be like, hang on, yours is the fucking same. It's just a spider.
But Thor, Captain America, and Iron Man, they all get their three solo movies.
Yeah.
And they're all taking a break now, aren't they?
Well, Thor is coming out.
Well, went after their
Thor
third one.
Thor 3 is coming out 2017?
Ragnarok.
But November 2017, tomorrow?
Yeah, I think so. But once they've all got three movies out, they're just sort of going to...
let it sit for a bit.
Yeah, and then do other people's stuff.
Yeah.
Like Black Panther and Doctor Strange. Yeah.
Captain Marvel.
But I don't know why I always had it in my head that they were going to do three movies for the first three.
Yeah.
And then do three movies for everyone else. And then go back to these three. But then, does our DJ even want to come back?
Don't know.
Because he's, what, by Civil War he would have done six movies for him?
Yeah, Civil War's a sixth film. I think Civil War was like sort of a semi-Iron Man 3 as well.
Yeah.
Iron Man 4 even.
I mean, I've heard a lot of people complain that because it is a Captain America movie, they want to see Captain America more than anyone else.
I think they'll treat it like a Batman or Superman.
Yeah.
It's about Captain America and Iron Man.
Yeah. I mean, it's got Captain America's name on it,
yeah.
So I expect to see more of him than anyone else.
Well, yeah.
But I've heard people complain that if they don't see Captain America more
than
everyone else,
the Captain America movies always feel like the Avengers 0.5. Winter Soldier was Avengers 1.5.
Yeah. So good.
So good.
So amazing. After rewatching Winter Soldier again recently, I'm quite happy they got the job for Infinity War.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, I was quite worried about that when I first heard it, but after rewatching Winter Soldier, I'm fine with it now.
Yeah.
Because they're doing Civil War, and then I think they're going straight on to Infinity War.
Mm.
So,
they're
going to be some busy people.
Yeah. I think, that man, Michael Douglas, surprised me.
Yeah.
He's really good.
First time they've done a former wearer of of a costume, isn't it?
Well, Legacy Hero.
Yeah.
Yeah.
First time they've done that. Worked quite well.
Yep.
I don't really know what else to say about it. It's just surprisingly good.
Yeah. Score?
Score, 7.5.
Well, you didn't enjoy as much as Jurassic World?
No.
No. I'll give an 8, I think.
Jurassic World for me was just all nostalgia, so.
Yeah.
It was just.
And,
Oh, fuck.
Now it's time for the main event! So we saw Fantastic Four last week, was it?
Yeah.
What time this is released? Maybe a couple weeks ago?
Yeah.
Well, it's like the Monday after it was released.
Yeah. And what a fucking mistake
that
was.
Oh, it was poor. It was very poor.
I don't think those are the words for it.
Well, shall we start with the positives, then we can get right into the negatives?
Okay. There's the positives. Let's keep going.
No, there's just like about it.
What?
Performances were good, what they were given. What they had to do, with it was all right. I like the cast.
I mean, I can agree with you on that. Yeah. The acting was okay.
Yeah, that's
for what. For what they had.
There were some ideas in it I liked.
Like
sort of the body horror stuff. The powers. Or reads like straight across the fucking table.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. That's nice. That was a cool image.
That was cool. I just didn't like a certain thing about it, but we're on positives at the moment.
What else? What little fight scene they had? I thought it was okay. It felt really short.
Yeah, that's definitely a good thing.
It felt like it was 45 minutes long.
Yeah. And we were in there, what, nearly 2 hours?
With
adverts on top?
Yeah, it's about, we were in there for about 2 hours.
Yeah.
So I was in there 45 minutes.
Yeah.
The trailers felt longer than this film.
Which shouldn't happen.
Really shouldn't.
No. I mean, I didn't mind how...
I thought the idea of using the Fantastic Four's like government weapons is kind of interesting.
Yeah, that's quite interesting.
It's just a shame they didn't do anything with it.
I mean, they had a lot of interesting ideas. Didn't really utilise them.
Yeah.
They just sort
of left
them.
Original synopsis, I think, was that they're using Reed and Ben as government weapons.
Yeah.
Which I think would have been pretty cool.
Yeah. One thing I did like, Reed's suit when he runs away.
Well, he's naked though,
With the springs and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, his like rustic, homemade.
The springs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I liked that. That's one thing I did like. But there wasn't much else.
Some of it was funny, I guess. Some of the bits are meant to be funny were quite funny. Like where Johnny Storm tries to do fist bump, he just taps his fist.
I didn't really like that because it had been in the trailers.
Yeah.
Obviously, I'd already had my initial reaction to that.
But when you saw it in the trailer, do you like it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But if once I saw it in the movie, I'd seen it so many times in the trailers.
But if you hadn't seen it in the trailer, would you have liked it in the movie?
Yeah, if I hadn't seen it in the
trailers. So you liked it?
If I hadn't seen it in the trailers, I would have liked it in the actual movie. Plus, it didn't feel like it fit very well, to be honest.
How so?
Because in the trailer, you didn't really get to see what was happening either side of that.
Whereas, what do you mean?
Like, the scene before and the scene following. You didn't get to see that in the trailer, whereas in the movie you did, and it felt a tiny bit out of place in the actual movie compared to...
How? Because the experiment worked. They're happy.
Yeah.
So yeah, fist bump, he did it, and he was like, yeah, cool.
Yeah, it didn't feel right to me. It could be just me really nitpicking at the movie, because...
It might be because like, you don't like it, so you want to find reason to hate it more.
Probably, yeah.
Well, I liked it. I thought it was funny. Kick out of it. What I quite like is another little detail. In Johnny Storm's car at the start, when you first see him, he's got a Mario fire flower hanging off his
a
Mario fire flower.
What's that?
In Mario, when you get the power up to throw fireballs,
yeah,
that's what you get. That's the fire flower.
Okay,
he's got one of them hanging off his rear view mirror.
Okay, I didn't notice that.
It's a nice little detail.
Probably the funniest thing for me in the experience of watching that movie is turning to you and seeing you yawning.
That's not positive. We're in positive, isn't it?
Okay. To be honest, for positives, I don't really have much to say.
Homer Simpson was in it.
Yeah, he was the teacher, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pre-teacher, but we'll get to that. Anything else?
No.
Anything else?
No. There's nothing else.
Nope, nothing else. No. All I can think of. No. Hoo boy.
What a terrible...
Well, it's like, it's not the worst comic book movie ever.
It's not the worst one ever.
I'd rather watch it twice than watch Catwoman again.
But to see this and afterwards feel that this movie made the other two pretty damn good.
Oh, no, I'd rather watch this one than the other two.
I'd rather watch the other two.
The other two were so fucking boring.
I liked the first one. I thought the second one was kind of crap. But after watching this, I would prefer watching the second one.
Oh, this one. I think I'll watch this one because it just feels shorter. But what else? But yeah. So I think I'd rather this because it feels shorter. Those other films, they feel long.
They do feel quite long. Those other ones.
However kick you get out of those films, it's just you got to sit through so much of it.
Yeah, you have to sort of.
But this one's bish bash bosh. They're done.
But it's like you were saying after we watched it, three things happen.
They build the thing, build the teleporter, they get the powers, and then they defeat Doctor Doom. That's it.
Yeah.
When the film started ramping up, I had to turn to you like, is this the end?
Yeah. I didn't even realise it was that close to the end. It just sort of snuck up.
Just like that wasp.
Yeah.
Jesus fuck. Have you got a gun?
No.
Has your nan got a gun?
Maybe, but I doubt she'd let me use it.
What's over there?
Just to let you know, my nan does not have a gun.
We're in the UK, no one has a gun.
No.
Actually, my mum's boyfriend has got a lot of guns. He works, but he's a border patrol officer. So.
Okay.
Or border force.
Yeah.
He's a hands-on racist.
Okay.
What were we saying?
Three.
Oh yeah.
Three things happen.
So like they get the teleporter, they get the powers to feed Doctor Doom. Yeah, it was just.
Is it like I didn't even think it would be that close to ending.
Yeah.
And it was just.
It's because Doctor Doom, like, he's just showed up.
Yeah, and it was already ramping up for the final fight.
What did you think of Doctor Doom's costume?
I didn't mind it.
I didn't mind it either.
But he's now dead, isn't he?
Yep. So. Toby Kebbell? Tony Kebbell? What the fuck's name is?
Yeah.
I played him.
Yeah.
He went, well, maybe it's a Doombot.
But it's like.
But one, how would he build a Doombot?
Yeah.
Two, why would he build a Doombot?
Yeah.
Three, why would the Doombot be fucking looking for people?
Yeah. This is just. Isn't Doctor Doom one of their biggest enemies?
He's their biggest enemy.
And he's now dead.
Yeah.
Where? Who? What? Why?
If they do make a sequel, they'll come back.
I hope if they make a sequel it's better.
I want them to make a sequel.
I feel like this is going to be one of those movies where I'm going to keep watching in the hopes that it gets better. Sort of like Gotham, for example. I kept watching that in the hopes that it was going to get better. And I think Fantastic Four is going to be something similar.
I want to see a second one. I want to see what they can do.
I would watch a second one.
Yeah.
But with the hope of something better, not going.
So now
in
that
there.
We've got all this origin shit out of the way, we can get to the Fantastic Four.
I really
name
hate,
only.
I really, really hated how they sort of chose their name.
Well, at the end.
Yeah.
I didn't choose. Well, they chose.
Chose their name in Central City.
Well, I looked out. I did a little googling after that. Well, Central City is the city that like the Fantastic Four were like originally from.
Okay.
They said where they got the rocket away from the comics.
Yeah.
And they come back to New York.
Yeah.
So.
Okay. That makes sense.
So confusing, though.
Yeah.
So like we just like to call it Central City, or like the Flash.
Are they gonna bump into Grant Gustin someone in there?
If he was in it, it would feel so much better. Hashtag Grant Gustin.
Yep.
All the way.
There's so much they could have done to make it better.
Yeah, could be worse though.
It could be worse.
I sound like I'm defending. I'm not. Well, I kind of am, but like, it's a bad movie. Don't watch it.
Really don't. I mean, sort of do.
No.
Because then they would have the budget to make a second one, wouldn't they?
Well, I don't know. We're not going to tell you to watch it if you don't want to watch it. If you don't, if you're on the fence, don't.
Yeah.
If you want to watch it, then watch it.
If you want another person's opinion, stay away from it. But.
But if you want to watch it, watch it.
Yeah.
Do what you like. We're not your dad.
Or, if you just want to see a shit movie, go watch it.
Yeah. I mean, it's funny.
Yeah.
There's some funny bits in it. Like, you can't do this film's convinced you can't do a serious Fantastic Four film.
Yeah.
Because Mr. Fantastic's powers are hilarious.
Especially in fighting.
Especially in fighting. Boop, 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 boop.
But going back to the bit where you said he was on the table, one of the things I didn't like about that, I liked the way they represented it, but I didn't like how realistic they tried to make his arms and
that
legs
was,
look.
But that was the cool bit, though. It looks scary. I would never thought that I'd watch a film where Mr. Fantastic looks scary.
It looked like a pre-rendered trailer for a game.
Oh, the CGI was awful. But
yeah, but it looked like a pre-rendered trailer for a game.
Yeah.
That's
the bit where he changes his face was fucking terrible.
Yeah, but what did he change it to?
He changed it like just a face. It was just a different face. But like a bit where it like actually morphs. It's like, ugh.
Yeah.
It's like fucking, like an actual cartoon.
Yeah, it was just fucking.
It was like a Ace Lightning.
Yeah. Who directed it?
Josh Trank.
Fuck you, Josh Trank.
Well, he was fired halfway through.
Was he?
Yeah.
Why?
Because he, there was a lot of rumours and stuff. I'll link a video.
Yeah.
I'll show you the video after we finish. But I'll link the video in the description of this.
Yeah.
Basically, like saying what happened with Fantastic Four.
Yeah.
And apparently, from what I can remember, he chopped drunk.
Yeah.
He trashed the place he was living.
Yeah.
In like the house that like you'd been like leased.
Yeah.
For the shoot, him and Miles Teller, fucking at each other's throats. They almost fought a couple times.
I think I heard a couple of these reports.
But I think it was also that Fox. There's a lot of studio interference from Fox.
Yeah.
Like, I'm pretty sure if they just left Josh Trank to do what he wanted with the film,
yeah,
it probably would have been decent.
Yeah.
That would have been okay.
Yeah.
But
I would have been happier with an okay movie than what we got.
Yeah. It was like, and Fox were making Josh Trank do stuff he didn't want to do.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just, well, so I feel like if Fox just let Josh Trank do what he wanted, because they can make him do stuff he didn't want to do, he's just acting out.
Yeah.
We're Chronicle. Chronicle's a good movie. I like it.
I loved Chronicle.
So good.
Yeah. Was that him?
Yeah, he directed
okay,
that.
Okay.
I think he wrote it as well.
Then,
don't quote me on that.
Not fuck you so much, Josh Trank.
Though he did. I think he went to he got to Twitter and just fucking bashed the film. Mate, you can't do that. I know it's a shit film. But you can't say that shit about your own film.
Yeah, it's still a paycheck that's going
to stick
to
your guns.
Yeah, by the sounds of it, this movie had a lot of issues.
If I was to make a film and it was really shit, and like maybe some of it wasn't my fault,
yeah,
I'd still be like, sorry.
Yeah,
I'm sorry it wasn't as good as it could have been.
I mean, maybe if you'd been left alone, we would have been left with a better movie, and some of the issues, by the sounds of it, translated onto screen.
Yeah.
In the truly terrible parts.
Well, there was, the thing Twitter was like, the film that if they made the film that I had, like, lined up last year, it would have been, like, it would have been critically acclaimed.
Yeah.
But because of everything that's happened now, it's shit.
Yeah.
Oh, well, no.
Yeah.
That's not how that works.
Yeah.
You didn't film an entire film last year.
Yeah. But, I mean,
but, you know,
maybe the second one will be okay.
As I said, the video, I'll don't link it.
Yeah.
Clear up a bit.
But, man.
It's just not good.
I keep my tickets after going to see a movie. And being basically put the Fantastic in, what would you call them?
Quotation marks?
Yeah.
Air quotes?
Yeah, because it's not Fantastic.
I have to take it to call it Fan 4. We'll give you a Fan 4 stick.
Yeah.
Fan 4 shit.
Yeah. But I mean, it's not Fantastic in any sense of the word.
What was fucking Reed Richards doing at a science fair?
Yeah.
He's what, 19?
For kids.
He was what, like 19, and they're already surrounded by 9-year-olds.
Yeah.
What's that teacher? Has that teacher been teaching his entire life?
Yeah. It's,
what's going on?
I don't know. Is
why is Franklin Storm going around science fairs? What's he doing?
Well, Franklin Storm probably got the reason of looking for a child genius.
If you're willing to look for someone to help with your teleportation, then look for like teleportation energy on the globe.
Yeah.
Don't go to science fairs.
You're just pointing out more reasons why it's bad.
I think the worst bit might be Ben Grimm's older brother saying it's clobbering time before he kicks the fuck out of him.
Yeah.
Why would he then say that?
It's all so bad.
Oh, fuck. And they become friends because he was stealing stuff from his...
Yeah, from his junkyard.
Yeah.
To be honest, I think we could have done a better job on this movie.
Yeah.
And I know next to nothing about the Fantastic Four.
I know a little bit.
We still would have done
better.
Yeah,
we were. Even if we were given the same script, probably not the same script. You can make a...
We could adapt it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can make a good you can make a bad movie out of a good script, but you can't make a good movie out of a bad script.
Yeah.
But as I said, it feels fucking short.
Yeah.
And the end of it is watchable. At the end of the day, I'd rather watch this than the other Fantastic Four films.
Yeah. But then saying you'd rather watch this over other terrible movies.
Well, I'm not saying it's good, I'm saying it's not like the worst.
Yeah. It's not as terrible, but it's still pretty
A lot of people
were
saying it's the worst thing ever. It's like, it's not the worst thing ever. Don't be sorry, something dramatic. It's just not good.
I mean, are they talking movie-wise?
Yeah.
Okay. Because I was going to say Auschwitz was pretty bad.
We're bringing up Auschwitz. Every day you bring this up.
When?
Oh, my chips are a bit cold. Well, you know. Not as bad as Auschwitz, is it?
It's a good point. How else better could I get that sort of point across? There you go.
I shrugged. I keep doing that. But so score out of 10?
5.
Really? It was average.
No. 3, maybe
yeah.
2.5.
I think I'll do maybe a 3.5, 4.
I'd go 2.53.
Yeah. 2.53. Well, as in what, 2.53 or 2.5 or 3?
2.5 up to 3.
Oh, okay. 2.75.
Yeah.
Those are stocks.
Yeah.
That's the films we watched.
Yeah. It wasn't a bad month. We got to see some pretty good ones and then a shit one.
Yeah.
I'd probably recommend all of them though.
Right. So, yeah.
If you're a fan of movies,
if you can find Fantastic Four for cheap somewhere.
Yeah.
Like if you find it in like a bargain bin for like on a couple bucks.
Yeah.
Or a dollar, or like a couple quid, or whatever.
Yeah. Or
yeah, sure,
or
give it a watch
in a second-hand shop for.
If
pound.
Anything, when it comes out on DVD, if there's commentaries on it, I want to fucking watch it with those commentaries.
Yeah.
I want to find out what they say.
Yeah, that would be my only
It'd be
reason.
Fascinating.
My only reason for buying it would be to find out what the fuck happened.
Well, at least we know for a fact it's not like, it's like Josh Trank's still partly responsible. It's not like with Daredevil, where like the filmmakers made a film that they liked and that's pretty good.
Yeah.
Then the studios re-edited it without telling them.
Yeah. But if you're a fan of movies, I'll probably advise watching all of these.
Yeah.
Just so you can get a good idea of what's good and what is not good.
And even if you like Fantastic Four, that's fine.
Yeah. In our opinion, pretty much everyone else's, it's terrible.
Well,
but if you like it...
I'd say it's poor. I wouldn't say it's terrible, exactly.
I over-exaggerate.
Yeah, you do that a lot.
Yeah. It's shit. You adapted the name to have the word shit in it.
That's because it's a pun. That's what I actually think. It's... Yeah, that's an exaggeration of comedic effect. On a rating of shit... It's poor. It's like, it's below average.
Yeah.
But it's not like the worst thing ever.
No, it's not the worst thing ever. But it's not good.
I'm repeating ourselves now.
Yeah.
let's climb out of this Fantastic Four hole.
Okay. It'll take a while.
So, movies news.
Movies news.
Deadpool trailer. So we're talking about the Deadpool trailer?
Yes, please, let's.
What a funny looking film.
This looks hilarious. I could be having the worst day when I go and see this, and I have a feeling that it will cheer me right up. It looks hilarious.
It looks so good.
The action looks...
I'm not even that big a fan of Deadpool. I think it looks great.
I'm a big fan of Deadpool, but the action looks on point.
The costume looks amazing.
Yeah, the comedy seemed hilarious. It seems they've got Deadpool exactly right.
Yeah.
And it's like... I was reading up on this. Production on this movie started 10 years ago.
Yeah.
And they're it's finally happening, and it looks like...
Thank you, person who leaked the test footage.
those 10 years of work look like they're going to pay off.
Yeah.
Well, pretty fucking well.
It's just... I think the way that convinced me in the trailer was a bit where he goes, it looks like you're an avocado, it's sex with an older avocado. Like, oh, yes.
Freddy Krueger had sex with a topographical map of Utah.
Awesome. testicle teeth.
It looks like it's going to be really funny.
The trailer was like make sure the suit's not green or animated.
Yeah.
Oh, it hit me a place because I quite like Green Lantern.
I don't.
Unironically, I actually quite like it. Yeah. I saw it twice in the cinema. Didn't regret it.
I mean, if you're not excited for Deadpool, you're either not a comic book movie fan or a fan of Deadpool. Which I think after this.
You can still be a comic book movie fan and not like Deadpool.
Yeah,
there's a lot of them that don't.
I can understand that. It's just if you don't, after seeing this trailer, I would at least suggest giving it a chance. Because it looks like, even though it's a Deadpool movie, it can still be fun if you ignore
the fact that
you don't like Deadpool.
Well, no, if you don't like Deadpool, you're not going to like the film, because it's a really good Deadpool film.
It looks like it could be fun, though. Just sort of like a fun thing to go and watch.
Because an action movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm just saying,
because, I mean, shooting three guys
this
in the
film
head
looks
and
like to be Well, this film looks like to be full of Deadpool stuff.
Yeah.
And if you don't like Deadpool, you're not going to enjoy it, because there's so much Deadpool in it.
Okay. How about this? If you don't like comic book movies and don't really know who Deadpool is, would you suggest going and watching this to try and convert them to liking
it? Yeah, but then they wouldn't have an opinion of it.
Yeah, but I mean, if they don't like comic book movies or haven't really watched any of them, would you suggest this as a first one to go and see?
I don't know.
I think I would. I mean, obviously haven't seen the movie yet.
But the way it's from looking.
Yeah, the way it's looking that it's going, I would suggest Winter Soldier or this as the first movie, if you haven't watched a comic book movie before. Which I think isn't a very large amount of people.
Because this film doesn't look very comic booky. It just looks very Deadpool.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
Yeah. I mean, even if you aren't into those sort of things, I still think it'll be a fun
movie. It sounds like I hate it. I'm looking forward to the film. I really want to watch it. I'm just saying,
you're just arguing my points.
Yeah, I'm playing devil's advocate.
Yeah. I just think it'll be... It's going to be a fun movie to go out and watch on a day out.
Yeah.
And you don't even have to be in with comic books or anything like that. It's just going to be a fun movie. Which... aside from all the Deadpool stuff, seems like what they're going for.
Yeah.
A fun Deadpool movie. Which sounds so good to me.
Yeah. Well, because this came from the fucking studio that sewed up his mouth the first time.
Yeah. They've made a lot of changes.
I hope he fights him in film.
That would be amazing.
Yeah. Because it is set in the X-Men universe, and at the end of X-Men Origins, he'd wake up again.
Yeah.
So, it could happen.
Yeah. I wouldn't be surprised if they at least reference it.
Yeah. Well, they're already referencing the trailer for the trailer.
Have they?
Yeah.
like from the studio that sewed up his fucking mouth the first time.
I mean, he references his own Green Lantern movie,
yeah,
which is a completely different studio, but I'm guessing because they don't say his name out loud, it's fine.
Yeah.
Because it's not actually mentioned.
It's just a reference.
It's not actually mentioning, it's just referencing what they did. It's going to be good.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to it. I wouldn't be surprised if this is another movie I go see more than once in the cinema.
Yeah.
I'd probably happily see this more than once.
Yeah. What else? What movie news?
What else has there been?
Man of Superman. They're at an early screening. Early screening of Batman vs Superman.
Yeah.
Got a standing ovation.
Which. A few months ago.
And they got it. And apparently, like, most of that like acclaim was about for Ben Affleck's performance as Batman.
Yeah.
And because of that, they're giving him a trilogy.
Awesome.
Yeah.
I mean, a couple of months ago, I wasn't too sure about Batman v Superman. I wasn't too sure about how it would go. But after hearing that I'm guessing it was critics.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah. If it was critics and it got a standing ovation, which I don't hear happening a lot from movies, it sounds like it's going to be amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'm
going to be. Yeah.
since day one, I've probably been like. Well, before the first trailer came out, I was a bit weary. But now, but I think after the first trailer, I'm pretty much set for this film.
Yeah.
I'm excited for it.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
I mean, yeah, Batman v Superman, by the sounds of it, is going to be awesome.
Yeah.
Especially if they've got a standing ovation. So, bring on, what, May next year?
What?
March.
Excuse me, March. Yeah.
Next year's going to be awesome.
I think it's March 26th?
Yeah.
Tonight.
So, February Deadpool, March Batman v Superman, and then isn't May Civil
America.
War?
Yeah.
Oh, that's going to be a fun 3 months.
Is that it?
Was there anything announced at Comic-Con a couple months ago? Or a month ago, whenever it was?
The Captain America 3 trailer was shown at D23 this weekend.
Yeah.
Apparently, it's the business.
Ooh.
There was a description, there was like a rundown of it. I can't remember what happened. I think it was like, Ant-Man was in the trailer, I remember that much. Yep. Professionals here. Should we end that bit then? Should we finish the podcast?
Should we just quickly mention the post credit scene, Ant-Man?
Oh yes.
Winter Soldier.
Oh yeah.
Shit.
So see, first bit there was two.
Run it down a little.
For the first off credit scene.
That was mid credit, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mid credit scene. Michael Douglas shows. Hope Van Dyne the Wasp costume that he made for her. So it was Wasp-y. And then the off-screen scene is basically just a scene from Civil War where Falcon and Captain America find Bucky chained to a thingy
in what looks like a boatyard or something,
or base or something,
some shitty rundown place.
Yeah, it might have been it's just like a warehouse.
Yeah.
He's like, should we call Tony? It's like, nah, fuck it, mate.
That made me excited for Civil War. Just seeing that little bit, probably more than it should have done.
Well, I think, because I'm a Spider-Man, Spider-Man's my boy.
Yeah.
Spider-Man's probably the main thing I'm looking forward to in Civil War.
Yeah.
He probably won't be in it much, and fine with that.
Yeah.
I just want to fucking see him.
Yeah. I mean, I bet a lot of Spider-Man fans are probably shitting themselves for Civil War.
Why? Oh yeah, because of me.
Yeah.
Like, because I'm like bad. Like, what?
I mean, some might be scared about it.
Well, there's still some people like, Toby was the best.
But it's like, you've seen Marvel's work, what they've been doing.
Yeah.
And
now they've got their flagship character back.
Yeah. It's just, yeah. I mean, it's going to be good.
Yeah.
Do we shameless plug or not? Because we haven't done that in a while, I don't think.
We haven't.
No. Should we?
Yeah, go on then.
Yeah. Okay, we're on iTunes.
Links in the doobly thing.
Yeah. Obviously, if you're listening to this on YouTube, we're there. Patreon, if you're listening on there, you've also obviously got this extra bit. We've got a blog, well, did, that we don't use anymore. But
there's posts on there, so there's stuff to read.
If you want to read, there's 35 posts on there, so go ahead and read those.
Yeah. A lot of them are, sorry, I haven't posted this week.
Yeah,
you know.
Maybe like 10 of them.
Yeah, some of them have 20-ish posts.
Yeah.
Decent ones.
A lot about movies.
They're good toilet reading.
TV shows.
If you need something to read while you're on shitter,
yeah,
just
go for it. We do all of our stuff for free. Patreons, obviously, if you want to or not.
Yeah.
We do this for free. For
we write songs, we don't write songs.
We do this for free for you guys to listen to them because we like movies.
Love we love you.
Yeah. I think that's it for this part.
That's the end of this.
Yeah.
So it's ta-ra.
Ta-ra.
From Pork. He's Pork.
He's Bean.
And we'll, we'll hopefully get back on track with these things.
Yeah, hopefully.
Bye.
Ta-ra.